It's a Friday. You know what that means. High school football is king here in the Mid-State. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Let's say hello now to Arsente Broom. He's head coach at Antioch. He joins us now. Coach, how are you? Good morning.
Man, I'm good, Chase. I'm good, Joe. How y'all doing?
We're doing fantastic. Thanks so much for doing this. And, hey, your squad's off to a 2-0 start after a close win, but a big win at Nolensville last week. I know you got to feel pretty good.
Yeah, we're feeling pretty good about things. A lot of work we still have to do. Just cleaning up certain things, man, penalties. Still, jumping off sides a couple of times. We got some young kids that are playing. We kind of got a mix, but all in all, man, it's early too. So I've really only been with these guys for about right around three and a half months, taking over back in late February or March, but I still had obligations at my other school to finish. So I really didn't get a chance to just come and be engulfed in Antioch football right off the bat. So I had to wait a little while, but yeah, we're making strides.
There may not be an answer to this question, but is there a point where you know that, okay, things have clicked, like we're all on the same page? I mean, it's going to take time, like you said, to get to know your guys and them get to know you and your expectations, but is there a specific moment that you look for as a coach to know, all right, they got it, we're good?
Those moments that you kind of know, it's kind of like you know. When it happens, it's kind of like, oh, man, they got it. We're not there yet. Like I said, man, they're starting to believe. I can remember early on when I came in and, the way I do things, it's a little different and they were having to get used to me and I was trying to get used to them. And everybody knows when a new coach comes in, you're going to have older guys that are used to certain things or just different ways. And those younger guys kind of follow suit. So you have to find a few players that you can create relationships with that in turn help you to win the hearts or the minds of everybody else on that team. And I think we're there now. As far as just everything clicking, we're getting close. And we know it's not gonna be perfect, but we're working towards it.
We're talking to Coach Arsente Broom over at Antioch High School. Coach, real quick, how's your son doing? Still at Boston College?
He's still there. Everybody's asking. He during spring practice, he had a knee injury. Tore his ACL late March. Well, and the crazy thing, he had surgery immediately, like within about 5 or 6 days. He had it April the 5th. So it was the end of March. He had surgery April the 5th. Right now, he's a little bit ahead of schedule, man. He's already running a little bit. He's been lifting. His body is one of those things where it's kind of helped him because he was in such good shape. It's kind of helped his progression. He should be back around maybe the very end of October, early November. So he's going to take a red shirt, but he still may be able to play last few games. Hopefully, touchdown Tommy, quarterback Thomas Castellano can lead him to a bowl game, and he'll definitely be able to play then. But yeah, he's gonna take a red shirt this year. And just told him, look, it's your opportunity to get your grades, and work on that degree. So
well, good, good. I'm glad that things are gonna be well for him. He's a good young man.
Yes, sir.
I love what you're doing at Antioch. My heart is so with the Metro teams, and I loved it. I would love nothing better, Coach. I know I'm putting the horse ahead of the cart,
cart before the horse. Yeah.
My God, I would be. I'm on this. If you get to Chattanooga with Antioch High School, I'm on the sidelines and I'm standing next to you. I just love the passion you've brought because, as you well know, Coach, these schools in Metro get overlooked in everything, and that's why we're so grateful to have you on today. Talk about what it means for this community, for that high school, for Antioch High School to be good.
I told the guys when I came, I said, guys, I'm not from Antioch. I'm not an Antioch guy. I said, but I've seen Antioch be good. I've seen them play with great players, and I think for this community, because it's Antioch High School in Antioch. So the tradition and what it means to everybody, man, is something that's different from, you know, other places that I've been. And, you know, people rally around the teams here. You know, it's one of those things where they've had such a down period that now that we're here, it's like everything that you do now is facing forward. I said, look, guys, we don't ever want to look back. I know we can't, like I said before, we can't be perfect, but we want to try to keep striving to be better. And I said, man, you know, you think, build on what you had from last year. Coach Arnold did a great job, but also too, remember where you were. I always tell them that. Remember where things were just 2 years ago. And think about all the, you know, the losing that was going on before then. I said, man, just understand that this is a process, and we've got to work and we've got to do things differently. Our mindset, if you want to be champions, man, you have to have a championship mindset. And I've told him, I said, I've been a few places, and I said, I've been to some major games with big time teams. And I said, you've got to understand that your mind has to change in order to be like, be in those situations and be like some of the teams that you actually watch on TV going to those championships. So.
Yeah,
it's big for the community.
Yeah, I totally agree. I'm looking at your schedule, right? You beat Lebanon, you beat Nolensville, you got to go to Oakland, you got to go to Mount Juliet, you got to go to CPA, you got to go to Smyrna. I mean, I know you didn't agree on the schedule, but I tell you what, Coach, I followed your career. I mean, you love this. It's you against the world. It's your boys against the world, isn't it?
We have taken on it. At every place I go, man, I try to make the boys understand that this is the mentality you've got to have. You're not playing against another team. You're playing against the person inside of you. You know, you're playing against yourself. If you can master or somewhat get a hold of, you know, controlling your emotions, you know, being at tip-top performance mentally, because it's 90% mental. That other 10%, any kid, if he has that mental part right, any kid can do what the next kid does. It may not be exactly the same, but you can get it done. So I think that for us, yeah, it is kind of us against, you know, everybody else situation, but I take on that mentality every time I coach, no matter where it is. And too, I remember my D coordinator when I was at McGavick, John Green, he told me one time, I guess I wasn't as excited about the game one night, and he said, man, what's wrong? You know, I said, what do you mean? He said, man, you know, kids take on your personality, man. You got to, let's get going. And ever since then, that has always stayed with me. I have to be, you know, I may not feel like it, but it's like once Friday night comes, it's just a different atmosphere. It's a different energy. And I think that's where, you know, the guys kind of feed off of that. You know, I tell them we have to play within certain parameters, but, man, have fun and have energy and be motivated.
Antioch football coach Arsente Broom is our guest on the Chase and Big Joe show. So you do take on Cane Ridge tonight. What's some things you've learned about them looking at the film?
Man, you know, it's a team that, you know, they hadn't won the last two games, but this is a crosstown rivalry. And when I say crosstown, actually across the bridge, there's a street. Hobson Pike and Old Hickory Boulevard are connected, and it's the battle of 37013. And I told the guys, look, I'm not from here, but I understand what this means. I said, I've played in the Dixon Road Bowl. That's Hunter's Lane and Maplewood. I've played in the Battle of East Nashville with East and Maplewood and Stratford and Maplewood. I understand exactly what that means. So, you know, there's a lot to prove for both programs because, like you always know, at any given night, anybody can be beat. So we've got to come in and we've got to play as well as we can in order to try to get a victory. If we come out and we're not clicking on all cylinders, man, we could easily get beat.
Amen. Coach, thank you for guiding these young men. I know how difficult it is to coach in Metro. I know what you do. I know how beloved you are. We think the world of you, Coach, and best of luck. Thank you for doing this.
Man, look, Chase, Joe, I appreciate everything, man. I appreciate what you guys do for high school sports, man. And just keep plugging, man. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Good luck tonight, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you.
Coach Arsente Broom, Antioch Bears, joining us here on the Chasing Big Joe show. And every, you know, as you know, Joe and I are very passionate about high school football, high school sports. Every Friday at 9:30, we will have a high school football coach join the program. And so, and for many, whether it's Metro or RUCO or Wilco,
wherever,
or
man,
private schools, it doesn't matter. Like, yeah, they will join the show. And I mean, there are, you know, we're in the thick of it now, getting into week three. I mean, yeah, this crazy. Is when you start getting region games and, you know, rivalry. I mean, he mentioned the rivalry game. It's their first home game too. So, I mean, that, you know, it's a big night for Antioch. Get out there and support your schools.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's, I mean, it's a school that has been just beat down athletic wise in football over the years. And the fact that he goes on the road and beats Lebanon, mm-hmm, and Nolensville, I mean, it's great. So all the success to Coach Broom.
Lawson beat Stratford 48-6 last night, and Huntland beat Cascade 40-7. There were two games last night in our area. We'll look at some other games for tonight coming up next.
I think, did Johnny Majors go to Huntland High School? I think he did.
You would know that better than I would.
Early 50s. Love it, man.
You would know that better than I would. We'll do that coming up next. Plus, we'll get back into the Titans with Chris Sanders at 10 o'clock. Jeff Fisher at 10:15 here on Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.